Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about how absolutely crazily hard it can be to ask for help, especially when we think we're really good at it, but deep down we're not really good at it and we're just kind of lying to ourselves. I'm not sure if you get me on this, but I'm going to dive deeper into this in this podcast. So let's go. Okay, guys, just before I start, I just want to say, hey, I know I've missed a podcast this week. Absolutely shocking. I know the week has gone away from me. I'm in a hyper-focus mode in one of my businesses, and I'm really enjoying it. You know, when you find something and the timing and the idea and everything just kind of lines up and you just go full speed into it, even though it's a bit stressing, it's kind of like a good level of stress. You know, you can see the progress being made. You see the pros, the cons, the issues and everything. And so I'm really excited about it. So I've just kept going. So I will make up that podcast as I always do. But I did want to do one today on a topic that has really raised its head in my life. You know, probably over all my life, if I'm honest. It's the ability to ask for help. The ability to actually let other people help us when it's not our own idea. So let me roll this back a bit and try and explain what I'm saying. Is I find, I don't know about you, but my neurodiverse mind, you know, it loves being a problem solver. It loves solving problems. It loves seeing an issue and then working out how to solve it. Now, that could mean actually reading books. It could mean Googling. It could mean gluing two ideas together to create an outcome. It can sometimes actually mean trusting in crazy ideas that should never work but do work. And sometimes they don't, but you get the concept. I really love this problem-solving thing. And it makes me, it's probably the one thing I go, hey, I'm really good at that. I really enjoy that. I'm, you know, it makes me feel really confident and valued and special in my own little world, you know. And I think one of the challenges I have, however, is because I value problem solving and I see it as one of those things where I can be better than other people at, it makes me very guarded sometimes with letting other people help me. It's been a journey of my whole life to kind of open up and go, you can help me. It's okay. I can do it. Sometimes it makes me a really bad manager because, you know, I sometimes jump in and dive in to do work where I go, it'll probably take me longer to explain this than just do it myself and get it right. You know, it's just one example that comes across me. And I'd like to say in my older age, I'm definitely learning a lot about releasing control like this, because you know what you do learn over time is until you can accept help, you can never truly succeed, in my opinion. And this has only been learnt from, not from reading a book, but from experiencing it. All the great jumps and leaps in my life, I like to think they were all about me. And don't get me wrong, I was the person that most likely pressed the button on every single opportunity. But those opportunities were founded, they were carved, they were created by myself learning from others, getting help from others, you know, having other people around me that cared about me, be it a mentor, you know, be it the fittest I was ever in my life, really came down to having an amazing personal trainer who held me to account because I was shocking on my own. You know, the amount of times I could go to a gym and stare a machine in the face and then really weakly do anything and then get bored of it and then run away and leave was remarkable, you know. And so the best time I've ever been fit was a personal trainer and then doing group classes where the other people around me in those group classes helped me. They helped me get there. They helped me believe in myself. They helped push me. They helped drive me forward. And I think, you know, when I've gotten stuck in my life, the issue I usually have is when I have kind of stepped back from other people's help and become semi-isolated. Maybe I've listened to a bunch of content, which, you know, sometimes is good. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's great. You know, and if you're listening to content and it makes you feel like you're included with something, maybe it's this podcast or maybe it's another podcast. It's absolutely fine. But it can be limiting if you don't have that back and forth interaction. And I saw this again recently, like with my work, what I'm very good at, and this comes from my dyslexic mind, is I can sit down with someone in either a coaching session for their business or life, or a session where I'm helping them design a website. That's something I do. And it's not so much like I have a design eye, and I'm proud of that. I'm a visual thinker like all of us, then can kind of picture what I need to do, as everyone can hear the dog barking around. But I can really picture that stuff. But what I'm really good at is listening to what someone does and helping them create a story around it, helping them create a, you know, helping them explain their value. Most people are absolutely terrible at doing it for themselves, and they spend years trying to do it, thinking there's something wrong with them and they can't do it. But the minute I sit down with them, I can help them in an hour or two redefine, actually get out of their head what they're trying to say so that people actually understand it. I'm absolutely amazing at doing that for other people. But doing it for myself, half the time I am shockingly terrible. And I'm also sometimes, like, let's say sometimes, I'm terrible at going, I need that type of help for myself. And that's just one example, right? You know, it's the same with fitness. You know, I've had success being held accountable by a personal trainer. I have been successful being held accountable by a group fitness class. It held me to go every X number of days. It helped me stay on track. It helped me keep going and moving. And it was so, so exciting to do that and to get that help from real humans. And this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about get help from listening to another audiobook, watching another YouTube channel, YouTube video, or whatever it is. To a point, those things will help. They will build your knowledge, bit of awareness, bit of understanding, and they are great stepping stones. But they can only ever take you so far. And I can find myself when I want to play small, or I kind of call this faux growth or pretend growth, where I'm kind of comfortable and I'm actually scared to break that comfort level. I'll go into what I'd call isolated learning, which is maybe listening to a bunch of stuff but not actually taking action on it. I'll kind of build up all of this head knowledge, and sometimes I can regurgitate it really easily to the grand world, be it at work or life. But I don't actually get real help. I don't actually, you know, go and talk to someone, be it a therapist, a counselor, a mentor, a coach. I don't join the groups enough that I should. You know, and I'm saying I should. Should's a horrible word, but that I feel that there's a part of me that feels attracted to doing that because I know it works. But then the other side of me is, you know, scared to get that help, because if I take that help, I might actually be forced to achieve something new. And I was listening to a great book today. It's called The Power of One More by Ed Milet. You know, he's a very motivational speaker. And he really reminded me of, you know, some of this in the ways, you know, he talked about it, is everything comes down to your identity. And your identity is, you know, set at a certain level. Now, maybe, you know, to simplify this, imagine a thermometer he uses. And he says, imagine your identity is set at 75. Now, whatever you do in your life, if you push yourself to 100, and your thermometer is always, thermostat is probably the word I should be using, your thermostat is always set to 75. Whatever happens, you're going to come back to 75 from 100, even if you have a massive push. And so what happens over time is you do these pushes, but you never fix or adjust your identity. And what happens is you make the success and you come back. I've done that with my health over the years. I've probably increased my thermostat a little bit, but never to the point of where I've actually achieved. And so I've always come back down to the thermostat where it's set. Same with finances. That I've definitely increased a bit over the years, which is wonderful. But again, not to the level of exorbitantly successful financially people. You know, and don't get me wrong, sometimes you'll find you're really happy with your thermostat at a certain level. Like my wealth thermostat at the moment, perfect for where I am in life, really stoked. I like to have enough, you know, friction to give me drive, but I also like to have enough comfort to not be too stressed. So I've created this thermostat where I'm really happy. And over the coming years, that thermostat, I'm just going to trick it up a little bit, and just keep that going. Does that make sense? Health. I really need to change that bloody thermostat. I need to find some good human beings to hold me accountable. I need to actually go and pay a personal trainer once a week to actually kick my butt. You know, whether that is once a week to start, maybe it's twice a month, whatever it needs to look like. I need to start to take those steps, because if I keep relying on myself to help myself, guess what? Nothing really ever changes. It's kind of like they say, moving the chairs around on the Titanic. Maybe you feel it's kind of doing something, but is it really getting you those real results? You know, to be honest, probably not. Probably not. And I'm being like, just remember, this podcast is about me and my dyslexia and my experience and my neurodiverse mind and how I think. So this is me giving myself a coaching session. So hopefully you're getting that. Hopefully you're getting a bit out of it as well. But I think, you know, and then when I look at my relationship, after my last relationship, I completely moved my thermostat. I shifted. I said, I'm not going to go into a relationship where my thermostat is set at 50 and it's set up to fail. I want an 80 plus thermostat, and that's what it is. And this is what that thermostat looks like. I'm worth it. I'm a good human being. There's how many billion people on this planet? I'm going to find a person who matches my thermostat. And I did that. And so I've seen my life change based on that. And it's all come from getting help. And that was from help of friends, talking it out, getting out of my head, listening. You know, this podcast has helped. I've shared my thoughts. Just speaking out to the universe, you know, can be sometimes, it can actually be that little, you know, bit of accountability or that bit of help that goes beyond just reading something on a screen or even listening to something. So never, you know, if you're not ready to talk to anyone directly, maybe go scream into a pillow or talk to yourself in the mirror. It could be a good starting point. I'm hoping at some point as well, the amazing Vanessa from Truth About Dyslexia and Remarkable Minds, brought to you by Remarkable Minds, we're trying to get that right, she's over in Europe at the moment. When she comes back, we're going to be talking about trying to do some more of our live groups around the Truth About Dyslexia course. So if you are interested, that doesn't exist at the moment on our website, but hit us up in our form on our website. It's on the contact page. It doesn't have to be your whole life story or anything, but if you are interested in hearing when we're opening those small groups up, they usually have at maximum 10 people in them. They go for about 6 weeks. And, you know, they are so much fun being able to do it live and actually be on the calls, talk to people, hear experiences, share experiences. You know, it really is a game changer. So if you are interested, hit us up. We'll put you on the waiting list. But until next time, I've been Stephen. I hope this got you thinking about who you can talk to and how you can change your life by actually asking for help.